Job 31 and 38, God now speaks to Job with a voice of true authority. Job hears from the Creator what it sounds like to call God out. God brings to question Job as if judgment is upon him. It is God who questions Job's authority and knowledge in the creation of all. Job has no idea how to create all that God has created. Job does not even know the extent of God's creation. Job learns quickly how God, in creation, has looked deep into the relationship between God and the creation to places human is not present. God asks Job where he was during the creation of the sea and the monsters of the sea. God wants Job to look at all creation and know that God is bigger and greater than Job could ever have imagined. It is God in whom all things began. It is God who loves all creation, even the dangerous and terrifying. God brought all things to life, and Job is only part of God's creation. Job is so consumed with his pain and loss that he forgets the world is bigger than Job. Job is forced to look past himself and see the world around him from a new perspective. The creation of God is much bigger than ourselves. If we can only take the focus off our personal needs and hurts and fears, we would see what God has been trying to show us all along. We are not the center of all creation, but we are important. We are not the only creature God loves, but we are special to God. We have no right to play God to any part of God's creation, but we are responsible to care for creation. We have been given the opportunity to be a helper of God's, to oversee creation. Our role in creation is not to consume all things, but to care for all things. God, giving us dominion over the creatures of the earth, comes to Job in a reality check from God. Job sees what God has done and realizes his own hurts and suffering are not important. Job knows that God will continue to provide life for Job because Job is part of God's creation. God will come to Job and give him relief from his suffering and pain. God will come to us and lead us to the open gate of green pastures and still waters. Job will find God caring for and loving Job along with all creation. We can rest assured that God will give us relief from our suffering and pain. God has come to us to offer a gate of reconciliation for each of us. It is God who makes covenants with God's creation and keeps them. It is God who longs for a good relationship with all creation. God wants Job to know that God is in charge and Job is part of the creation God loves. We all need to find a way to see creation from the eyes of Job so we can take our eyes off our own suffering and reach out to others to bring them relief from their suffering. When Job understands God is not punishing him, but is enlightening Job, then Job begins to see God in the sense of all authority and all love. God comes to Job and shows him the places of creation that Job could never see. The whirlwind tour Job goes on with God is an amazing display of beauty and terror. But because God is with Job, he's able to see what God has done for Job and for all creation. Our God has done everything for us, and sometimes we get so wrapped up in our wants that we cannot see what God is doing and has done for us. When we lift up our eyes to see the world God created, all in which God delights and claims as God's own, we can ask ourselves the question God asked Job. Where were you when God separated the water of chaos and put borders for its destruction? Were you there to lay the foundation of the earth? It was God who was there when the morning stars sang together and all the heavenly beings shouted for joy. It is God who has done all this, and we, like Job, are God's creation, who live in the life that God gives us through the open gate of Jesus Christ. God will never leave Job. God will never leave us. God gives us the power of life over death from the empty tomb of the only Son of God, Emmanuel the Christ. Jesus is the open gate. Amen. Let us pray. God of Job, Creator of all, show us your power and take away our suffering. You give us life so we too can share the good news of the open gate with all creation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.